This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The human brain has been a sort of black box to scientists. They know what it does, what information and instructions come out of the box, but there's been no real way to see the complex circuitry of the brain in action. Well, now that's changing thanks to a new type of MRI scanner. NPR's John Hamilton reports on a group of researchers who are trying to use this technology to unlock the secrets of memory.
Deep inside a basement laboratory at the National Institutes of Health, a volunteer named Jeremy is preparing to have his head examined. Elizabeth Buffalo, a researcher there, is briefing him on the experiment.
And what we're going to be doing today is testing your memory in two different kinds of memory tests. In the first one, you're going to be asked to remember the exact object that we're presenting on the screen.
Pretty mundane tasks for a memory experiment. What's different here is that Jeremy will perform those tasks inside a machine that can show what's happening inside his brain. The machine is in the next room, behind thick glass and an even thicker door.
You want to slide that around?
The device looks like a regular MRI scanner, a big magnetic donut standing on its side with a hole in the center big enough to slide a person through. It produces crisp images of the anatomical structures of the brain. But this MRI also has the ability to detect which parts of the brain are functioning at any given moment.
So I'm just going to try to make sure that your head's nice and straight there.
Until this so-called functional MRI arrived a decade ago, neuroscientists relied on studies of people whose brains had been damaged by an accident or disease. By looking at where the damage occurred and what mental functions were affected, researchers could make educated guesses about what parts of the brain are involved in certain tasks. But Alex Martin, who's in charge of cognitive neuropsychology at the National Institute of Mental Health, says the new scanners go much further.
The big change has been the possibility of studying function within the normal human brain. And that in and of itself has been the big revolution here.
Take memory, for example. Scientists once thought memories were kept in just one small part of the brain. Experiments eventually revealed that many areas play a role in memory. And in recent decades, researchers have shown that it takes circuits of brain cells working together to form, store, and retrieve memories. Functional MRI has helped scientists confirm the existence of these interconnected circuits and understand how the brain organizes them. Martin says some of the research has looked at how and where we store information about tools, which have been a part of human consciousness for more than 2 million years.
If you ask somebody to name tools, for example, you find that there isn't a single area in the brain that gets active, but in fact a whole network of areas. And that part of that network is very distinct from the network when people name living things like animals.
So hammers and zebras involve completely different networks of brain cells. Martin says that's not surprising because it's becoming clear that the brain organizes information about things according to their properties, whether they are alive or an object we can manipulate. And Martin says MRI scans have revealed something else about tools and memory.
What's critical about tools is not only what they look like, but what you do with them. And when people name tools, pictures of tools, or even think about things like tools, other areas get active, which we know are involved in perceiving the motion of objects like tools and in manipulating them.
So the network in the brain that tells us a hammer is a tool and the network that helps us learn to use it are also where we store and recall information about hammers. Perceiving, learning, storing, and retrieving are all part of the same system. The MRI scanners that allow this sort of research are at the extreme edge of technology. The NIH machine uses a superconducting magnet cooled by liquid nitrogen. In the room that houses that magnet, Patrick Belgowan, a member of Martin's research team, prepares Jeremy for his first scan.
All right, we're just going to do a quick little anatomical, then we're going to go right into the functionals, all right? And then when we're done with
the machine will measure activity in Jeremy's brain using a simple principle. When brain cells are active, they consume more oxygen. By tracking changes in the amount of oxygen in the blood, functional MRI produces a map of the activity in various parts of the brain. Creating that map is a long and noisy process. Another achievement of functional MRI has been to show how wiring in the brain is constantly changing. Scientists have long known that children's brains change as they grow, and there's plenty of evidence that even adult brains can rewire themselves after, say, a stroke. But Alex Martin says the latest thinking is that all brains are changing and fine-tuning their circuits all the time. He says a number of experiments suggest this is going on.
You can bring somebody into the laboratory and have them name a whole bunch of objects. Say, I show you 50 objects. When you see those objects again, let's say those 50 alongside 50 new ones, and I ask you to name them, you'll be faster to name the ones you'd already seen.
What researchers haven't known is what's changed in the brain so that it can name the objects more quickly the second time around. Martin says research using functional MRI is providing important clues.
A lot of studies have now shown if you have people name objects and then name them again, the same system lights up, but there's less activity.
Meaning the brain is using less energy to accomplish the same task. Martin says that suggests that the brain has actually reconfigured to make those particular circuits more efficient.
One can argue that the human brain is certainly the most complex thing on this planet, and for all we know, the most complex thing in the universe. And here we are trying to explain what this thing actually does on a level where you can make predictions and maybe build such a device. So I think this period is going to be looked back upon as just the very, very beginnings of that enterprise.
But he says steady improvements in imaging technology promise to illuminate at least some parts of the black box of the human brain. John Hamilton, NPR News.